Hans yesterday, or any other day for that matter. His card must have been stolen. Hell's bells! He fished anxiously for his wallet. No, his cards were there, safe. He thought about it. He couldn't envisage any way in which a fraudster could make an actual cash withdrawal without the actual card. A horrible, clammy thought suddenly grabbed his stomach. These were his own bank statements he'd been getting, weren't they? He checked an alarm. Yes. His name, his address, his account number. He had double-checked the other ones last night several times. Definitely his statements. They just didn't seem to be his financial transactions, that was all. Time to concentrate on the job in hand. He looked up. His quarry was sitting two tables away, patiently munching his bun and staring into the middle distance. After a moment or two, he stood up, brushed some crumbs off his leather jacket, turned and walked to the door. He paused for a moment, as if considering which way to go, and then set off the way he had been going, strolling casually. Dirk slipped his mail into his pocket and quietly followed. He had picked a good subject, he soon realized. The man's ginger hair shone like a beacon in the spring sunshine, so whenever he was briefly swallowed up in a crowd, it would only be a matter of seconds before Dirk would catch sight of him again, meandering idly along the street. Dirk wondered what he did for a living. Not a lot, it seemed. Or at least not a lot today. A pleasant walk through Holborn and into the West End, loafing around in a couple of bookshops for half an hour. Dirk made a note of the titles his quarry browsed through. Stopping for another coffee in an Italian cafe to glance through a copy of The Stage, which probably explained why he had so much free time for loafing around in bookshops and Italian cafes. And then a long, leisurely amble up through Regent's Park, and then across Camden and back towards Islington. Dirk began to think that this business of following people was really a rather congenial one. Fresh air, exercise. He was feeling in such tremendously good spirits by the end of the day that as soon as he strode back in through his front door, or rather his front polythene flap, it was instantly clear to him that the dog's name was Kierkegaard. Chapter 5. Solutions nearly always come from the direction you least expect, which means there's no point trying to look in that direction because it won't be coming from there. This was an observation which Dirk mentioned a lot to people, and he mentioned it again to Kate that evening when he phoned her. "Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute," she said, trying to wedge a phrase into his monologue and wiggle it about. "Are you telling me..." "I'm telling you that the late husband of the woman who's forgotten her dog's name was a biographer." "But..." "And I expect you know that biographers often name their pets after their subjects." "No, I..." "It's so they've got someone to shout at when they get fed up. You spend hours wading through someone banging on about..."